USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the first time this week, there seems to have been some progress made on a deal for a new COVID-19-related stimulus package. After GOP and administration members met with Democratic leaders for 3 hours on Saturday, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters,
"We're still a long ways apart, and I don't want to suggest that that a deal is imminent, because it is not."
And Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer agreed,
"Progress, but a ways to go."
They plan to meet again today. There is some new urgency as emergency enhanced unemployment benefits and a moratorium on evictions ended on Friday. Now Tropical Storm Isaias is slowly approaching southeastern Florida, but not expected to make landfall there. It's expected to later today veer northward and head up the eastern seaboard, where it could threaten the Carolinas, mid-Atlantic, and northeast in the next few days. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.